Greetings all, peace and love. How everybody doing out there today? Sending out positive vibration to all. Ashe. Well, it's been a while since I did my podcast. Today, I'm going to do one on a whole bunch of different topics. We're going to start with this vaccine. Now, last year, I can't even say last year no more because it's 2021. So in December 2019, I did a podcast called ID 2020 Depopulation Agenda, in which Bill Gates said that he and his corporations have created a chip that they want everyone to take this chip, and this chip would have all your vital records on it. And when this happened, I did a podcast basically trying to explain to people that in order for them, the powers that be, the deep state, to get everyone to accept this chip or vaccine, they would have to create a false flag. So in my mind, I was thinking that they'll probably do some, terrorist attack with biological payload, and then that would be the false flag to get people to accept the chip. But no, they went even bigger than that. They went to the point where they're trying to convince the entire planet that this corona just popped up out of nowhere and is attacking everyone. So now let me explain to you. This corona is a false flag. It is a virus engineered in a lab and released on the population. If you check out the Georgia Guidestones, you will see that the deep state has a plan to unite the world in one religion, one government, and basically depopulate the earth of 6.5 billion people. Depending on if you think it's 7 billion people or 6.5 billion people. Whichever way, they plan to kill 6 billion people or more. Because they say they want to bring down the population to 500 million. So these stones, you can look it up. It's called the Georgia Guidestones. It's standing right there in Georgia right now with their nefarious plans. So anyways, they created this virus. They aim to use it to kill some people. And they also aim to use it to take away more of our freedoms and establish more control over people's lives. The social distancing doesn't work, waste of time. All the social distancing does is separate human beings and our connection. Me, I have no problem separating from some of the sheep because I am at the point where I am past trying to hurt sheep. I am only dealing with who can see and who can hear. All the sheep want to go take the vaccine, hey, you guys go knock yourself out, because that's worked great so on through the past. But anyways, they're going to pull the corona false flag, and eventually they're going to get down to everyone being chipped. If you also see, they're using the corona to try to kill the fake fiat currency and then make everyone has a chip in order to control your credit. Because eventually they're going to stop using paper money. They use corona right now. A lot of stores not taking paper money. They're not taking cash. They're only taking card. So eventually it's going to go from a card to the same chip in your hand, which your vital records will also have your financial records. And then you'll be able to buy stuff and travel and whatnot. And the government will have you chipped and monitored straight. And then they'll also be able to kill as many people at will. You know, who knows what these chips will do? Send a surge of electricity to your heart and kill you. You know, with ease. So I'm trying to remind everyone who can see and hear to be mindful. You understand? Because these people have nefarious plans. So they did the false flag, which is the corona, and now they're trying to hurt everybody and basically making us hurt ourselves. Because they tell you to social distance and wear a mask. When you wear a mask, that deprives you of oxygen. Oxygen is the most important fuel in the body. Oxygen cures mad illnesses and diseases. But in order to fight corona, limit the amount of oxygen in your body. That's what the government tells you. And the social distance. And then also, when has the government ever cared about people? How is it that you guys listen to what the government says when the government allows the FDA to poison us? The government allows Monsanto to poison us with GMO food. Our air, water, everything is poison. Air, water, food, shelter is poison. So what makes you think these same people care about you and want what is best for you when their plan is to depopulate the earth of people? Stop listening to these governments. All these guys in suits, all these politicians, they're all puppets for the deep state. They're all for sale. They work for the people who believe that they're rich from accumulating paper. Paper which has no purpose, by the way. That just shows you how spiritually declined a lot of people are. That they value this paper so much that can't do anything. But anyways, this is what they're saying. They want you to social distance, wear a mask, and take a vaccine. Okay, does the vaccine work? No, they don't know. This is the first vaccine ever created so quickly. And this vaccine, after checking the ingredients, it really isn't anything. It's fats, sugar, salt, and then the main ingredient is what's fucking everybody up. The main ingredient is a RNA messenger. So they're manipulating DNA. They claim that they manipulated the corona DNA to take out a spike from the corona that when they put it inside your body will then create antibodies and try to fight against the spike. No. Whatever manipulation they did to DNA to remove the spike from so-called corona, what is that going to do when it goes inside of your body? It's going to fuck your DNA. If you don't know what DNA is the blueprint for your body. DNA is say, hey, 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, 1 nose, 2 nostril, 2 ears, 1 mouth, 1 head, 2 arms, 2 legs. DNA is what does that. If someone has, say, 3 arms and 10, 12 toes or 2 heads, that's also DNA. Something went wrong in the DNA sequencing and abnormalities occurred. So, me personally, I don't want anything that manipulates DNA or anything that affects DNA. Because I don't know what that's going to do to my DNA. Next thing you know, you sprout a fucking third leg out your butt. So far, it hasn't been any of those, but it's been rampant seizures, cerebral palsy, like uncontrollable shaking. You know, just horrible. And people took this believing that they were helping themselves. So let me tell you, Dr. Fauci, he comes on and he says, hey man, the vaccine, it so-called protects people when we're not even sure if it protects people. That's what Fauci said. It's not sure the vaccine protects you. So even after your vaccine, Fauci still wants you to social distance and wear a mask and isolate yourself. So then ask yourself, what is the point of the vaccine? The point of the vaccine is to kill you. Who knows what's going to happen 10 years later when that DNA mutation, you know what I mean, triggers off. Nobody knows. And the worst part about it is you can't even sue the companies who made the vaccines because the government has given them indemnity. So you cannot sue them for your mom dying. It makes you have weird side effects causing you all kind of pains or anything. You can't sue. Because the government did that. The same one who you trust. They did that. Now, we will move on to this whole other, you know what I mean? It's all false flags everywhere. Y'all got to know, like from 2020 all the way to 2030 where they have their agenda planned. That's when they expect their fullness to occur. But we can manifest them out of this. We can manifest positivity and manifest the end to them. So all you have to do is just not be fearful and manifest positivity. It sounds easier said than done, but if you practice, you can get it done. So the other false flag now, just look at how slick these people are, bro. They're trying to bring in martial law. Once they bring in martial law, then the army is going to try to mandatory vaccinate everyone. So this little thing you saw with Trump and the Trump supporters going to the Capitol, that was all a false flag. Where was all the Capitol police? That one girl who was sleeping with Obama who tried to get to Washington, they shot her car up before she got anywhere near, right? Where was all the Washington police? Where was all the soldiers? When they heard that Black Lives Matter was going to protest, bro, it was like 1,000 fucking masked soldiers with big AR-15s standing on the Capitol building. But last time with this Trump thing, there was no cops. They opened up the place. They let them in. The so-called protesters didn't really do anything. They just walked in line between velvet rope and go take pictures in speaker seats and take pictures all over the place. Does that seem like something anyone in a revolution would do, or anyone trying to stop what the government is doing would do? No. They did that. The same deep state, the same government, all them police. And at the end of it, they're going to come out with new rules and new laws. Don't even be surprised if you hear you can't congregate no more, or you can't protest, and you can't demonstrate. You understand me? Don't even be surprised if you hear we don't want 20 more people gathering. These people create these energies to create the laws that they want to lock us down. Majority of those people in that protest, they're crisis actors. They get paid to come and fuck around. They work for the deep state. This is all deep state games. Do you guys not see this? Just check it. What happened last year, January? Just look. They have these things so set and programmed, and it's weird that you, a whole lot of people can't see it. Like, that's weird. And now you have these Corona Gestapo, and the Corona Gestapo ain't even like police. It's the people. Because they have fooled these people and tricked these people so much, they have put Agent Smith inside these people. So when you go anywhere, you have these masked fools who think that a mask can save them from Corona. Oh, you're not wearing your mask. Oh, put on your mask. Oh, cover your nostrils. If it were that serious, trust me, people, your mask wouldn't do shit. Social distance wouldn't do shit. They created this little Corona to have the effect that it has. Do you notice it's not as wicked as Ebola or these other viruses? Why do you think that is? You have to think about these things. This is all one big sham to put you in camps, take away your freedom and your rights, depopulate the earth. These people wish to rule 500 million people on the earth. You may wonder, how would they do that? Well, let me tell you how. Because some of y'all love technology so much. You love robots. You love all this shit. What do you think they're pushing technology to do? To replace human being? I'm from Jamaica. In my country, it's like four men on a garbage truck. I came to Los Angeles, California to see one man driving a garbage truck with a robotic arm on the side and one on the front. So guess what's going to happen too? Eventually, that one man won't even be in the garbage truck no more. Eventually, it's going to be automated. Robots driving the shit itself. In the grocery store, they will have robots. You will no longer need people. They're erasing people. And a lot of people think it's cool. And oh yeah, all this technology. And all technology does is make mankind lazy and weak. All technology does is give these evil people more reason to want to take you out the planet. Because all the little jobs, construction, all these little works, they're all going to be done by robots. The only people who gonna have jobs, guess who it is? The motherfuckers who call themselves corporate. But all that labor work and all of that will be done by machines and robots. That's what their dream is. And then the other 500 million people, they're going to merge them with technology. It's called transhumanism. That's the next thing that these fools are trying to do. And once you allow the technology inside your body, you will be controlled as easy as a machine is. So, wake up, people. Stop falling for the government. Don't believe anything the government says. Like, period. And you need to know that those people in the government, they're supposed to be working for us, so they don't get to tell us what to do and we follow it. They are our employees. The government is just like the fucking guy who drives the trash truck. He is our employee. He don't tell us what to do. If the government says something or creates a law that we don't like, we say fuck that and it don't exist no more. But because so much sheeple exists now, motherfuckers think the government is God and anything the government says is word. No. They're our employees. The people in position, they're humans just like you. And even if they aren't humans, even the reptile ones, they started off as babies. Everything started off as a fucking baby. So don't fear nothing. Manifest these people out of here, man. Stop watching the news. The same people who trying to vaccine and depopulate the earth controls the news. Stop watching the news. Create your own reality. Don't let the TV use you to create the reality that they want. You understand? Stop following this shit, bro. The only thing the planet really needs is for everyone right across the planet to rise up and get rid of all of these people that call themselves governments and politicians and all of these people who call themselves kings and queen and all of these people who say they own fucking a third of the earth or all this part of the earth. That's impossible. That's impossible for a human being to say he owns a third of the earth. But yet this bitch in England that y'all call queen is a landowner. Go look it up and see how much land they're saying this bitch owns. And show you how stupid mankind is. And still worshiping these people, talking about royals and God save the queen. Yo, it is unbelievable to me how stupid some people are. And I won't stop saying it. Because stupidity is having the information and choosing to ignore it. And that is what all these people are doing. Y'all all trying to ignore this shit. Trying to make this shit look good. It is time that family no longer exists. These people exist off stolen property, stolen gold, stolen people, blood, rape. How is it people going to jail, but none of those people are going to jail? Unite, manifest these people out of here. Unite, organize, rise up. And I'm talking about from north, east, west, south, right across the whole fucking planet. If you're in Japan, your government is piece of shit. You're in Jamaica, your government is piece of shit. You're in America, the government is piece of shit. Any country you are in, your government is a piece of shit puppet prostitute who has you enslaved and plans to kill you in the name of others. That's where it's at. So, manifest. Start to learn how to manifest. Go research manifestation. Be mindful. Control your thoughts. Thoughts make reality. That's why the TV tries to aim at you so hard. Because if they can give you thoughts, they can make you create the reality they want. Create your reality and the reality you want. You understand? Overstand. Peace and love, everybody. You see me? To the righteous ones. To the enemies, the universe will sort you out as soon as we manifest you out. Ashe, ashe, ashe.